We're learning more about a suicide bomber in Afghanistan, as well as his victims. Elsewhere in today's program, we profile the man who killed seven officers of the CIA. Now, we have the story of one of his victims.
Because those killed worked for the CIA, we haven't heard much about them, but some of their families have now released their names.
They include Jeremy Wise of Arkansas,
Harold Brown Jr. from Massachusetts,
Elizabeth Hansen of Illinois,
and Scott Roberson of Ohio, whose friends say he loved to work with the CIA.
They gathered in Akron over the weekend for a memorial service. And as Tim Rudell of member station WKSU reports, they held their own Irish wake.
Scott Roberson was born in Manchester, Ohio, south of Akron. His parents and much of his extended family still live in the area. That's why there was a memorial service here 3 days after one that was held in Atlanta. It was from Atlanta that Roberson started working first for the United Nations and then the CIA. A dozen of Roberson's friends from Atlanta gathered Saturday at Brubaker's, a sports pub in the Akron suburb of Stowe. The memorial service was private and at an undisclosed location because of the CIA personnel who attended, so Roberson's Atlanta friends took a few hours to remember him their own way. Most were wearing biker jackets as they toasted the man they called Southside Scotty. They rode with him as members of the Iron Pigs, a law enforcement motorcycle club, and worked beside him in the Atlanta Police Department. Roberson joined the force after graduating from Florida State. Former patrol partner Jack Bentley says there was something special about him even then.
Scott just kind of had that aura about him, that the George Washington effect. When he walked into a room, he commanded everybody's attention. He was that kind of a guy.
Police officers Johnny Pucci and Steve Nichols remembered Scott Roberson as someone with unusual talent and drive.
When 9/11 came, the next day, he was already pulling strings to see if he was over the age limit to get into the military, because he wanted to do something. Yeah. For his, it's like, I got to do something.
Scotty felt like he needed to be a little further out, yeah, a little closer to making sure that the people in this country were safer.
Roberson worked the tough jobs, vice, undercover narcotics, and made detective in Atlanta. As J.B. Brown talks about how doing it to the fullest was just Southside Scotty's way, others here are nodding their heads.
When I first met Scotty, he was riding a motorcycle called an Ultra Ground Pounder. No suspension, hardtail chopper, black, low, lean, mean, fast. The bike fit Scotty's persona of, you know, he embraced everything he did completely.
He says Scott Roberson wanted to do more with his career, so he moved on to new professional challenges and then married Molly Kaiser.
You could tell when you talked to him that he was finally complete. With marrying Molly and everything, you could just tell that he was finally where he needed to be in his life.
And as Steve Nichols remembers Scott Roberson, he thinks of what his friend's mother just told him.
Just like his mother said the other day, it was Scotty saying to his mom every time he left, "No regrets, Mom, no regrets. I'm doing a good thing. I'm doing the right thing."
Scott Roberson was 39 years old. His wife, Molly, who lives in Knoxville, Tennessee, is expecting their first child. For NPR News, I'm Tim Rudell in Akron.